Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Friday, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you not excited about another day that God has given us? I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, who is you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern on Daily Fire on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot and fresh manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of our everyday lives. To glory, to glory, to glory in Christ. Our 15 minutes includes a new teaching, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Daily Fire is sponsored by ChurchSuitsForMe.com with everything from ladies to dresses and suits to first lady suits, auxiliary and ministry attire, as well as pastor attire, everything basically you need, including hats. Church Suits for Me is the place where your me ought to be. So make sure you visit churchsuitsforme.com. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is staying focused on what matters. Isn't that good? Staying focused on what matters. And we're in the book of Proverbs chapter 4, verses 25 through 27. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, you can call in on air. The number is 323-870-4180. Again, that's 323-870-4180. But if you cannot tune in live at 7 a.m., you can still make sure you do not miss the fire by following the podcast. Do that by texting the message DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Again, that's DF to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. That way, every day, Monday through Friday, at 8 a.m., you'll receive a text which includes the recording of that day's teaching. All right, all of this information, if you are unable to write it down, is on my ministry website, feeldfire.com. That's FEELDFIRE.com. Feeldfire.com. Now let's go to Proverbs chapter 4, verses 25 through 27. I'm reading from the KJV. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Come on and give God praise for his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me right now. Staying focused on what matters. Life in and of itself contains so many distractions. All day long, we are distracted by work. We're distracted by social media, so much so that many of you cannot go through a whole day without checking your Facebook or your Instagram or your Twitter or whatever all of the other social media platforms are. You know, a lot of times on the weekends, I just totally unplug. So if you're sending me a message on the weekend on Facebook or something like that, I usually won't see it before Monday. Additionally, I don't have Messenger on my cell phone because the people who, you know, generally need to contact me, they have my number. Usually what's happening on Messenger is that it's people who don't have my number. And I have, I think, about 5,000 followers. now. So it's people I don't even know, and they go in and they're calling you, etc. So those are distractions. Sometimes the distractions are not external, though. Sometimes your distractions are internal. They are family or friends, those people who are within your inner circle, whose only purpose appears to be negative or toxic, and to try to distract you from where you are. And so it is crucial that you learn, as a man or woman of God, how to stay focused on what matters in your life. Otherwise, you will find yourself bitter, jaded, in a place of resentment. You'll find yourself an angry person, a caustic person, an abrasive person, and you don't even really know why. It's because too many distractions have infiltrated your mind and your psychology to the point where you really cannot even find yourself anymore. So that when you're speaking to others, what you are doing is you are deflecting or you're projecting the anger and resentment that you feel about other situations onto them, because you did not manage the distractions. Isn't this great teaching? In Proverbs 4, 25 through 27 that I read unto you, the author was telling you how to stay focused. The first thing he said in the first verse was, look right on and look straight before you. Now, even when you are driving a car, you cannot drive a car the whole time looking in the rearview mirror. You cannot drive always looking to the left. You cannot drive always looking to the right. You cannot drive with your head turned backward. What will happen is that you will wreck. And depending on the circumstances in front of you, when you were looking behind you or to the side, it may be even a fatal crash. This is why you have to learn to stay focused on what matters. So he said, look straight before you. See, there should always be in front of you a goal or a vision, because you should have already prayed and sought the Lord about who you are, what your calling is, what your purpose is, and what God wants you to do on your time or during your time in the earth. And once you have been able to receive that answer from the Lord, then that's what you're looking toward. Glory to Jesus. That's what you are focused on. Not, again, what he told Roxy to do, and not what he told your mother to do, not what he told your brother to do. What did he tell you to do? Oh, isn't this just already pricking your heart? This is important, because even sometimes people will establish a business in their family and want their children to take it up when that wasn't for their children. That's for you to do. The financial benefits are for your children. But for example, I'm an attorney. I used to try to get my son to go to law school. Come on, he's my only child. We can have this law firm together. And I had it all laid out. But he said to me, Mom, I don't want to be an attorney. And no matter how much I kept presenting that, his answer never changed until I had to deal with the fact that this is part of the methodology for me to affect my call in the earth, to seek righteous judgment. But it's not my son's call. So I have to stay focused on what matters, understanding what's supposed to be in front of me, so that not only do I not detour, but that I also don't put on someone else something that God put out for me. Stay focused on what matters. Then in that second verse, verse 26, he said, I need you to ponder your path. Consider it. Pray about it. Fast over it. Get into the Word over it. Because what is most important is that you hear from God. It's great to get advice and counsel from others, especially those whom you know have your best interests at heart. But ultimately, the final decision of who you are must come from the one who created you, who knows all about you, and that is God. So he said, ponder that and then let it be established. Whomever God has called you to be is not going to change. What may change will be the methodologies you use, the strategies you employ, the people who come in and out of your life, sometimes for a season, sometimes for a lifetime. What will change will be you as you grow older and mature. You'll look at different ways to do things, but the call of God on you, that's not going to change. Just as we saw Paul be converted to Paul, still the zeal that he had did not change. When he was Saul, the zeal was going in and dragging, you know, Christians out of their homes because he thought he was doing so for the benefit of God. When Jesus met him on the road to Damascus and he had that Damascus experience, he was knocked off his horse and blinded. Then guess what? When he became Paul, the zeal didn't go away. You see, every talent that you have right now, the passions that you have, all of them are a part of the call on your life. For me, I've always been a great speaker. I've always been someone who talked. Long-winded, yes. Before I ever became a nurse, before I ever graduated from high school, before I ever went into the military, before I ever became an attorney, this is who I was. And the things that bothered me most were social justice issues affecting my race. At that time, I didn't know how I was going to, you know, how I was going to become and going to use it. And then when I got saved, you know, what began to bother me as time went on was things affecting my faith. People who just would come in and attack Christianity. I didn't know how I was going to use it. And then eventually I was called into the ministry of evangelism. Now, what was crazy is all throughout my professional life, before I became an attorney, I'm trying to show you how your passions, your talents lead you to where God has already called you. I would be what they called the turnaround specialist. Once my clinical time in nursing had passed, I was consulting all over the state of Florida, hospitals, all kinds of nursing homes, assisted living, and people would call me to come into the worst facilities and turn them around. And, you know, I would be a director of nursing, these different things. And I would go in, and in 2 years, I would give people like 5 to 10 years worth of work. Almost every day I'm there, working 80 or more hours a week. I would turn that thing around in a year and what it would have taken their staff 5 or 10 years to do. Then I'd be ready for the next thing. I was never a person, stay with me, who could stay on a job for 10 years, and I never could figure it out. But then as I began to see the call of God on my life in evangelism, I understood. Because, see, the pastor is the person who stays there with you and is long-suffering for years and decades and calling you. No. The evangelist is going to come in, exhort, give you a word, may sometimes operate in the office of prophecy, give you that black and white of what is needed, and then they're ready to move on. This is how you stay focused. This is how you ponder your path. You look at what already inflames you, invigorates you. What are you passionate about? Is it saving children? Is it someone who loves to work on behalf of animals? What is it that gets your goat every time you see it? That's where your path is. Isn't this good? And then in that very last verse, I was going to get ready to go into prayer. He said, now turn not to the right nor to the left. Because you have placed the vision in front of you. You have sought the Lord, and your ways are established. So now I need you to stay focused on that, because that is what matters. Remove your foot from evil. Remove yourself from toxic people, negative people. People who always create controversy and chaos. Sometimes it's your friends. Sometimes it's your own family. And what you got to do is love them from afar. You pray for them. You love them. You're there for them in an emergency. But you have to understand that your purpose will be impeded if all day, every day, you are bogged down in the mire of negative people who do nothing but cycle through the same curses, the same negativity, the same mess, because dysfunction is their lifestyle. Dysfunction is their life, but it doesn't have to be yours. You got to stay focused on what matters. Your soul depends on you. Your health is depending on it. Your family and other souls are depending on you, staying focused on the call of God on your life. And if, as you are listening to me today, as we prepare to go into prayer, you know that you have gone astray, right now is the time to get it back together. God has sent this word to you. Say, I will stay focused on what matters. And what matters is the call of God on my life because people are depending on me to be in place. Let's go into prayer. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we magnify you on this awesome Friday, this great Friday, another day that you have blessed us with, another day you've given us. Lord, our souls are on fire. We are enthusiastic about you. We're energetic about you, Lord. We are excited about Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, Father, I ask you to bless everyone listening today. Lord, help them to stay focused on what matters. Help them, Father. Father, to look straight on. Help them, Lord, to seek you, to pray and fast, to spend quality time with you so that they find out what their path is and then they let it be established. Help them to set appropriate boundaries so that, Lord, they will not be distracted. They will not take unnecessary detours, which only delay them reaching the greatness of God in them, but rather they will set the boundaries. They will know how to identify distractions and manage them. Oh God, we praise you. Oh Lord, we say hallelujah. Our souls say hallelujah for your grace and your mercy, your forgiveness and your goodness that loves us enough. Hallelujah. To get us on path. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everyone say, I will stay focused on what matters. And what matters most is the call of God in my life. Because my life and living my best life depends on me. Hallelujah. For those who are unsaved or backslidden, let me give the altar call. Then I'll give you one announcement and we'll end with our task for today. Please repeat after me if you are not saved or are backslidden. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Look, everyone, part of living saved is spending daily time with the Lord. So make sure you're tuned in with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, or you follow the Daily Fire podcast by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Go ahead and do that now. Text the message DF to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text so that each day, Monday through Friday, at 8 a.m. Eastern, the recording will be texted straight to your phone. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information, including our sponsors' website, Church Suit for Me, is on my ministry site, feeldefire.com. FeeldFire.com. One announcement. If you are in the Miami area and you do not have anywhere to go to church this Sunday, we would love to have you where I attend church, which is First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue, Miami. We're out in the Liberty City area. Pastor Errol Cooper Sr. and Lady Tony Cooper. Again, that is First Deliverance Church of God in Christ. Church starts at 11 a.m. Your children are welcome. Everyone's welcome. Doesn't matter, black, white, whatever. We'd love to have you, and we have a lot of children in our church, so we would love to have you. If possible, come around 10:30 because that's where we're doing fellowship, and we have a little coffee and things available and a little snack for the kids. So come on in at 10:30, and that way you get to meet and fellowship with us before church starts. If you don't have a suit or tie or, a big formal dress, none of that matters. Just come with what you have. We would love to have you. Again, that's First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, and the address is on my ministry website, feeldefire.com, on the Contact Me page if you are unable to write it down. Now, our topic for today is staying focused on what matters. Your task for this entire weekend is twofold. Number one, I need you to make sure you know what your purpose is. And if you don't, I need you to seek the Lord this weekend to find out what it is. And then I need you to keep that thing in front of you and do not detour. Number two, I need you to be a witness for Christ. Share this message with, you know, at least three other people today to help someone else's soul be blessed. And I'll see you again on Monday at 7 a.m. Remember, what matters most, if you just stay focused on that, you will live your best life every day. I love you. See you on Sunday at 11.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sim is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.